Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Well, we can thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I was watching the Warp Speed, Operation Warp Speed Summit. And, a big shout out to everybody involved. Big shout out to the Trump administration. Big shout out to Pfizer and Moderna and FedEx and McKesson. And, you know, all the entities that have been able to, you know, take on this task. It has been a lot of work. All the people volunteering in the trials. I can't tell you, there's so many manufacturers and people and custodians and administrators, you know, making this happen. So a big shout out to everybody who has been working on the COVID vaccine front. All right. There has been a lot of debate on did we go too slow and did we go too fast? All right. Well, politically, you know, if you don't like the person that came up with warp speed, you're going to rip them a new one. If you, again, don't like, you know, the person in charge, you're going to, you know, find fault with the speed at anything. You know, in terms of coming up with a vaccine, even though, yes, our flu vaccines seem to come out yearly and, you know, we seem to be on it fairly quickly, remember, our flu vaccines are still only 60% effective at that. So to come up with a vaccine that's technically 95% effective, that was a huge undertaking. So I'm telling you, as a doctor, I'm impressed. I am impressed. Well, there has been some reports that the technology had existed early on, and we could have had the vaccine this whole time. I don't know if I'm 100% in agreement with that, because it has to be tested. This virus was changing. We have a lot of questions unanswered as to why somebody gets a little baby cold and just kind of goes, I'm done, and somebody else is in the hospital fighting for their lives and succumbing to the virus within hours. Not a lot of sort of consistency with how this virus attacks people. So, no, I would have taken the time that it took to, you know, figure this out. What's happening in the UK and now in Russia, and I think China has a vaccine as well, and there's been some debate on if, you know, we needed to see what the side effects would be. What we're dealing with is we're in the middle of a pandemic. You know, I mean, I would love to say let's look at this virus over, you know, time and see how it worked. Unfortunately, when you have people dying of the virus, you have people saying I need something now. So, you know, did we go too fast? Did we go too slow? I'm going to have to just say, you know what? It was what it was. I don't think we could spank anybody. I don't think we can, you know, I think considering everything that happened, especially with people on lockdown, I think the timing was as good as it could be. You know, should they have done stage 3 clinical trials longer to see if there was anaphylaxis or if there was issues with somebody, let's say, I don't know, mixing a medication or whatever. Have they tested all the possibilities? No, they haven't. But when you have people, you know, screaming help, you know, I don't want to get this virus and I don't want to die. You have business owners screaming help. You know, things have to kind of jump a little quicker. And so with that, you know, don't be surprised that we are going to hear as this progresses, oh, the vaccine does this. Or, oh, the virus does this. Or this is what happens when you close down a restaurant for 6 months, you know, and these are the consequences of that. So I think we are going to be made aware of a lot of consequences. Again, no blame game. Now, Dr. Fauci had brought up something that was very, very interesting. And he thinks we in the scientific community need to do a much better job of instilling public trust. He basically talked about how with other pandemics, you know, with other pandemics, the science worked. People trusted the science. You would make a recommendation. You would tell them to follow through on it. And it's really, really interesting what he wrote. Let me just read to you. He said that data-driven evidence, clear and honest messaging, global collaborations, and compassion for those affected were all integral to building public trust in science as the pathway for resolving HIV, AIDS, anthrax attacks, SARS, H1N1, Ebola, Zika. And he said, unlike previous public health crises, he says, our prevention toolbox currently consists of simple public health measures like universal masking, physical distancing, avoiding crowds that work well when people adhere to them. He said, unfortunately, pandemic fatigue and flat-out rejection of scientific evidence are challenging our best mitigation efforts. And now, he hit this on the head, all right? People are gosh darn sick and fed the flip up with COVID. And the reason why you aren't having people listen to when we listened during Zika, let's say, or when we listened during the HIV, epidemic, was because you didn't stop them from working. You didn't take away their jobs. You didn't take away their careers. Having an infectious disease out there and our approach to it is one thing. People, I think, would listen to the science. But you pull the rug out from under somebody who is trying to work, who is trying to feed their family, and you don't convince them that the science is there for them to close their taco shop or their bakery or their salon, you have another thing coming. That, when people say, well, you know, I don't understand why this is different. I'm not saying that's a fact. I think Fauci understands. But when people go, well, you know, we told you guys to get flu shots. Why don't you want to get COVID shots? Well, half the country doesn't get flu shots, so I'm not expecting half the country to get the COVID shot. You know, hopefully more will. But, you know, gosh, you know, you worried about Zika and you avoided traveling for the Olympics for that. You know, why aren't you worried about COVID? Because people have other worries right now. COVID is scary, but they got rent to pay in 2 weeks. I mean, they have family members to feed. So the reason why pandemic and science and fatigue is setting in is and people aren't listening is because they kind of, you switch the priorities on them when they lost their job and they lost their careers and possibly lost their family business. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bells will be ringing. This sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues.
My baby's gone. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. And thank you, Eagles, for that great song. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So contrary to belief, I don't talk a lot during sex. I'm pretty quiet, right, when I have sex. And one of the reasons why I am quiet is because I've just been kind of trained, you know, my whole life that, you know, guys really don't like to be talked to. Right? Guys don't like to hear a lot of noise, a lot of discussion, a lot of chatter. So I keep my mouth shut, pretty quiet, right? You know, I don't want to accidentally, you know, call them, you know, Aragorn, right? And accidentally goof. So I don't want people to think that I'm, you know, talking about them as if they are, you know, I'm in like a Lord of the Rings movie. I also don't want to give away any secrets. FBI could be listening, you know. And by the way, we will do a complete separate episode on what you should say during sex. right? I think there are some very provocative things you could tell each other during sex. Not, oh, gosh, you know, did you forget to shut the oven off? Or, please tell me your mother's not coming to town next week. Or, oh, I forgot to call your mother. A lot of things you shouldn't say during sex. So we'll talk about that, because I've made many, many mistakes on the sex front. And I'm an expert, not at good sex, but at bad sex. So I'll teach you guys what not to do with sex. So the next question many people are having after hearing this spy story is how to tell if you've had sex or if you're currently having sex with a spy. That always confuses me when I hear that there was somebody in America that was sleeping with government officials and they were a spy. And I'm like, how could you tell? I mean, how could you not tell? Okay? So there's a drop-dead gorgeous woman by the name of Christine Feng, also known as Feng Feng. And Feng Feng was apparently I think she went to Cal State. She was a student, and we believe she was a spy for China. Apparently the FBI has been investigating for a while. She was a Chinese national student at Cal State East Bay in 2011. She apparently was very academically inclined. She was very social, was very, very active, and later became president of the Chinese Student Association. From there, she became very active with the local Democratic Party. And from what we understand, she might have infiltrated some leaders somehow based on having relationships with them. One such person is an Eric Swalwell. I believe he is a Democratic congressman. And he has not admitted to sleeping with her, but apparently he is being investigated to have having a relationship with her. From what we also understand, she might have had a relationship with a mayor, I think, in Ohio. Not sure what secrets an Ohio mayor would have. Let me double check. Who else did they think? Yeah, an obscure Ohio City mayor. Apparently the city has about 5,000 residents. And there's supposed to be another mayor she supposedly slept with. The first one was, there was another one that was older and he was in the Midwest. And apparently they had sex in the car. The mayor claimed that he was teaching her English, okay? And again, I've been taught that during sex is not really the time where you hold big discourse or do a big soliloquy. Kind of keep your mouth shut, enjoy it, and, you know, maybe say a couple, you know, occasional oh's or oh, this feels good. And so I'm not really sure what sort of English lessons were being done in a car. Apparently the FBI listened to it all, so they heard them having sex. Not something I would ever want recorded. That's horrible. That's just horrifying. Just horrifying. By the way, those of you guys who think you sound great during sex, no, it's embarrassing for everybody, okay? I know when you watch porn, they make it look like, you know, oh, you know, they go through a whole operatic octave, you know, when they climax, and that's not how the average person sounds, okay? Trust me, you do not want to get on videotape. And the reason why I'm telling you this is if you have a gorgeous person who just out of the blue wants to have sex with you, alright, don't be thinking to yourself, well, you know what, this does happen. I've seen this on tape and I've seen this in movies. There might be a chance that that person could be a spy. Now, why can't people tell that they're having sex with a spy? Now, you know, maybe I'm a little outdated, okay? I remember when I was a young girl, I remember watching Charlie's Angels. And, you know, Charlie's Angels are beautiful women, and I wanted to be a Charlie's Angel. I wanted to be able to hold a gun, you know, and I wanted to be able to be like, you know, hi, Charlie, you know, and he's like, oh, you know, Dahlia, you're like the best spy out there. I'm like, yeah, you know, and I just wanted to do good, and I wanted to be a hero, so I always wanted to be a Charlie's Angel. And I always had a little anxiety about how I would interrogate the person I was flirting with. Because every time Jacqueline Smith or Kate Jackson or Farrah Fawcett would ask questions, the guy would be like, well, you're nosy. Oh, no, I just not being nosy. I'm just interested in what you do. And I'm looking at that going, no, you look like you're being nosy. If you're going to do this right, you can't be nosy. So I've always kind of figured that if a spy has a job to do, and they're going to force themselves to have sex with somebody that they really don't want to, and it's really, really hard to have sex with somebody you don't want to, then they better get their ROI. And I just don't see a lot of patience and a lot of years and time. So my guess is, I've always thought, if you are having sex with a spy, they will, during pillow talk, ask you stuff, right? Or, this was before tech, or before sex, you know, they might, I don't know, I guess be playful and ask a question on what bill you're supposed to pass. I mean, come on, people, really? You can't identify that somebody is trying to get information out of you? I mean, you know, when somebody's about to have sex with you, they're really not going to talk about, you know, what the Democratic, you know, National Convention is planning, or, oh, you know, what software are you going to use for the next election? That's just not, you know, pillow talk. Now, maybe these people had relationships with her. You know, maybe when she was learning English on the lap of this mayor within a car, she asked to learn words such as surveillance. I don't know what words she was asking to learn in English, but for some reason, the story doesn't add up. But my guess is rather than the old Charlie's Angels way of just trying to get stuff out of him, like asking them questions, all right, my guess is people are using some sort of this fancy tech on your cell phone or on your computer. So number one, all right, you know, if your like new love interest wants to have sex at your place of work or being near a computer, that's got to be a red flag. If you notice that person very preoccupied with your cell phone, that could also be a, you know. If you notice that you have a bug, right, in your jacket. If you have a little lapel, a little pin, and you've never had that before, that might be a guess that she might be a spy. If she gives you cufflinks, all right? I've never given my husband cufflinks because he doesn't wear a cuff. Well, or whatever the hell. He doesn't like wear fancy shirts like that. All right? I'm not going to, he doesn't want cufflinks as a gift. So if you're thinking, oh, you know, she doesn't get me. She probably thought cufflinks were nice. Those cufflinks, it's like spy stuff. Any sort of metallic looking gift, your smoking hot, out of the blue, you know, sex partner, right, is deciding to give you, assume it could be because that person is trying to spy on you. I just don't get how people are naive, you know, and women are too. I mean, I've been fed lines by guys, and I'm like, oh my gosh, oh, you know, oh, he thinks I'm pretty or whatever, and then they ask you for something. Okay, you know, don't fall for that. I know we all are very, I know we all want to be stroked, you know, mentally and romantically. And, you know, we want to have our confidence boosted and we want to feel like we're attractive and we're still wanted. It's an innate feeling. And somebody like this will know exactly what to say. So if you have somebody out of the blue, you know, that is a 10 when you're a 2, and you think, well, maybe it's because of my power and all that. Just think twice for a little bit, right? Just think. Right? Because, you know, I believe we have tons of spies. I believe there's a huge spy network. And I, you know, luckily for me, nobody ever asked me to sleep with them. So I don't think I'll ever give away America's secrets. So I'm good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, I'm going.
What will be singing that night?
You hear hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American people are hurting. We're in the thick of one of the worst national crises in modern memory.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking there on the Senate floor on Wednesday regarding a new coronavirus stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican continues.
They need the House and the Senate to stop chasing our tails and make a law. We've spent July, August, September, October, and November trying different ways to create common ground.
The Pentagon continuing to plot out how it will distribute the coronavirus vaccine. Assistant Defense Secretary Thomas McCaffrey telling a briefing that the distribution will depend on the availability of the vaccine in the coming weeks and months. He expects to initially receive about 44,000 vaccination kits as early as next week. And you're listening to USA Radio News. On Tuesday, Joe Biden nominated California AG Javier Becerra for the Secretary of Health and Human Services. In California, Becerra sued the Little Sisters of the Poor, fought against a team who exposed Planned Parenthood's body parts trade, and tried to strip conscience protections away from doctors and nurses. Regarding Biden's appointment, former Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price says,
he checks the box for a progressive individual who would be leading HHS, but he doesn't have the kind of background that the American people, I believe, would like to see in their Health and Human Services Secretary.
Two of the biggest stories of 2020 dominated Google's trending searches this year. The tech giant reporting on Wednesday that election results was this year's top trending search, followed by coronavirus. NBA legend Kobe Bryant was third in searches. Brian and his daughter were killed in a helicopter crash in January. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tune in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know how the hell this happened, but somebody went in to get an MRI, and MRIs are, they use magnetic resonance imaging to make images, and it's, they it's a little different from the way a CAT scan would be done in terms of radiation. And with the, shall we say, the restrictions we have on MRIs, although it's a huge, shall we say, step up in terms of sensitivity of picking things up, like, you know, tumors in a brain or herniated discs of the back or whatever, we have restrictions on MRI use, such as you can't have any metal in your body, like shrapnel, or on your body, like earrings, a necklace. You have to remove all metal. So you get into a gown. I take off my rings when I've had an MRI, no earrings, and then I get to an MRI. Well, with all the mask rules, somebody went into his MRI wearing a mask. Well, these surgical masks have wires across the nose. Unfortunately, this patient then suffered severe neck and burns to the face, which ended up being consistent with the shape of a face mask. I don't know how the hell the tech didn't see this, spot it, that he was wearing a mask. I mean, this is, we've been wearing masks for a long time now. Unless maybe what happened was it was a double mask. I know some people will wear a cloth mask, and then underneath their cloth mask, they'll have a surgical mask underneath, and they're double doing. This is just one of these, and he lived, from what I understand, the patient lived, but, you know, this is just one of these unintended consequences of, you know, forcing things on people and, you know, having them all freaked out. And so, anyway, most technicians or healthcare providers are encouraged to perform a thorough check before beginning an exam. However, due to increasing use of masks during the coronavirus pandemic, the FDA has issued new guidance pertaining to metal in protective face coverings. So metal parts like nose pieces, sometimes called nose clips or wires, nanoparticles, antimicrobial coating that could contain metal like silver or copper may become hot and burn the patient during an MRI. The patient recommends patients wear face masks with no metal during MRIs. So I've spoken to you about how copper is antimicrobial, even antiviral. And we believe that copper can kill the SARS virus. So the next new wave of you know, mask manufacturing will be these fancy copper-lined masks. You can't go into an MRI with one of those suckers. So the agency noted that it may be difficult to determine whether a mask has metal in it, so patients need to consult with an MRI technician before the exam begins. Healthcare providers who cannot determine whether there is metal in the face mask should suggest an alternative face mask that does not contain metal. So what these radiology companies are going to probably have to do is just give somebody a mask that they're wearing. Now, why hasn't this happened throughout the whole pandemic? I mean, we've been doing MRIs for a while. The only thing I could think of is many MRIs were probably slowed down. Maybe this one tech wasn't on it, or my guess is it was under a cloth mask. So if a patient does suffer a burn from a face mask, they do need to let the FDA know. It's just heartbreaking. This should not have happened. All right, so scarves. It's wintertime. People are cold. So for those of us that live in the snow, I don't live in the snow, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, but when I did live in the snow, I would wear a mask. I would wear a scarf, and the scarf would cover as much of my face as it could, because I didn't want my lips getting cold, I didn't want the sunburn, because, you know, you can get sunburn, you know, out in the snow, and I would bundle up as much as possible. So health officials are kind of making the recommendation, look guys, your scarf does not count as a face covering. Top medical experts have told Fox News that a snug fit is among the most important factors when considering a coronavirus face mask, and the CDC specifically recommends a non-valved, multi-layer cloth mask to prevent transmission of SARS-CoV-2. A winter scarf is not a replacement for a face mask. Now, it's very, very interesting. So scarves, as you know, many of them are crocheted and they have a lot of holes in them and things like that. But I got to tell you, from what I'm seeing, some of the kind of weeny things people are putting across their mouths, I'm seeing some pretty, scarves might appear thicker. So I think that's why some people are like, well, gosh, you know, I can barely breathe in my scarf. It must be working. Just know that you can still get kicked out somewhere, all right? They say upwards of 80% blockage has been achieved in human experiments that have measured blocking of all respiratory droplets and cloth masks in some studies, performing on par with surgical masks as barriers for control. So what they're recommending when you have a mask is it has to fit on the person's face, it has to be frequently worn, and then function. So it's fit, frequency, and function, the three F's. I'm sure you guys have some choice F's of your own to add to that, but function refers to the mask's material. Winter scarf, they say, may be single layered or made of a thinner material. I know you guys are cold. I get it. You know, you want to be dressed warm. You don't want to have, I get it. Maybe wear the mask and then kind of snuggle up the scarf around it. I don't know. Face shields. Many of you have opted for face shields. And you've gone to face shields because you don't want to wear the mask. You don't want to cover up your nose and mouth. And some local jurisdictions are allowing face shields to suffice. Unfortunately, we've had another study that came out going, guys, they don't work. The face shield obviously leaves, a lot of room open when it comes to the spew or the, what is the latest one? How do they call it? Sneeze vortex rings. So what we're finding is Japanese researchers are trying to create face shields that are safe enough to be worn alone, but they are worried about, this is being published in Physics of Fluids. There's a journal out there called Physics of Fluids. I'm sure you all are going to race to get that one on the back of your toilet seat to read when you potty. Fujo, Akagi, and colleagues describe their work to gain a better understanding of what happens to the airflow if you're wearing a face shield when you sneeze or if somebody near you sneezes. Sneezes, they say, are intriguing because they produce a fluid phenomenon known as a vortex ring. So a vortex ring is a donut-shaped vortex that is generated by an instantaneous ejection of fluid from a circular orifice. So they resemble bubble rings made by dolphins. And the vortex rings can capture microscopic particles, which sneezing generates. And so if a face shield wearer is exposed to a sneeze from an infected person, they say the vortex rings generated by the sneeze capture the droplets within the sneeze, transport them to the top and the bottom edges of the facial shield. The droplets travel to the face shield quickly, within 0.5 to 1 seconds after the start of the sneeze. If the arrival time is synchronized with inhalation, the shield wearer will be able to inhale the droplets. So I know many of you guys are frustrated. You're trying to cover your face. You're trying to breathe. Maybe you need your face seen. I get it, guys. But, some of these things that we're using are halfway and they don't work. Have to tell you. 1-877-DOCTOR-TELLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. dermatology right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you all. all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So trying to get to a lot of your questions and your answers. So we're going to get to them as quickly as possible. We just spoke about in the previous segment what happened with the gentleman who went in for an MRI. Basically, some of these masks that we have little, let me see if I have one here. They have these metal nose clips. And apparently a gentleman had gone in for an MRI, must have been wearing one of these, and ended up suffering severe burns, you know, to his neck and face. And the FBI is saying, guys, be careful with masks that have metal in them. One of you had asked, what about the copper-lined mask? We spoke about that also. If you have a mask that has any copper or silver in it to be antimicrobial, there's a lot of cool stuff out there on the market. You need to let your MRI tech know. My guess, since most MRI techs are on top of it, my guess is I'm seeing a lot of you guys double mask, which I want to talk about because one of you has a question on double masking. So what many of you guys I've been seeing are doing is you're wearing you're wearing like a surgical mask, one that the ear thing is working, or because these ear things pop up, so you're wearing a surgical mask and then you're putting your gaiter or you're putting something more colorful on. Let any tech know who's about to work on you that you might be double masking, because anytime you have metal, if you are having a procedure where you can't have metal, that's kind of important. So just, you know, and I know people forget that they're double masking. So, and I get it. You only have one mask. If that ear loop breaks, you're screwed. So, and you want to be extra careful in the winter. We also talk about scarves. One of you had asked if you sent me a picture of your scarf, if your scarf will work as a face covering. The FDA is saying no, like winter crocheted scarves. All right. If it isn't approved as a mask, it's not technically a mask. I get that you guys are face covering. I had accidentally not had a mask on me when I walked by to get to the studio, and I took my shirt, and I think, yeah, that doesn't really count, people, okay? So, you know, just always have a mask nearby, all right? I know it's not easy. All right. Many of your questions have been circulating around what is a severe drug allergy. So we opened the show, talk about what happened in the UK. Again, nothing to panic about. Many people, unfortunately, you know, can suffer from anaphylaxis. And in the latest UK trial with the Pfizer vaccine, they had, I think there were like 123 cases of an allergic reaction to the vaccine, and then in the placebo group, the dummy shot 111 cases. So it was considered negligible, not enough to worry about in terms of getting the vaccine. However, when the rollout started yesterday and two people in the UK had a severe allergic reaction, the UK temporarily said, guys, if you have a severe food allergy, drug allergy, medication allergy by drug allergy, I mean, if you're allergic to cocaine, too, that could count. But anyway, drug allergy, or if you've ever been allergic to a vaccine, maybe don't get the COVID Pfizer vaccine. So now I'm getting questions, well, I have a self allergy, or I have a penicillin allergy, or this makes me itch. So now people want some clarity on which sort of reactions they might have in their history that may prevent them from getting a vaccine. Well, remember with the flu shot, for years, people were avoiding the flu shot because they were allergic to eggs. And the FDA had finally come out a few years ago going, guys, you could be allergic to eggs and still get the flu shot. But if you're that worried, stick around the doctor's office. Don't leave. Whenever I gave the flu shot in my office, you had to stay for 15 minutes at least. Now, you could have a delayed hypersensitivity reaction days later, but I had never had anybody report an adverse event with the flu vaccine who got the flu vaccine, even in people who were allergic to eggs, technically. By the way, there are recombinant sort of vaccines out there that don't use egg cultures if you're super worried. But the FDA came out saying, guys, with egg allergies, you know, I mean, you know, you could still get the flu vaccine, but if you're worried again, still, you'll be in a doctor's office setting. Many people who have been getting their vaccines, they'll do drive-ups or somebody might come to your work. They're still all nurses. They're still all medically trained. And I believe many of them will have EpiPens, you know, available and other sort of things they need just in case somebody did have an allergic reaction. So I've been asked, and we're getting a lot of questions, on what about penicillin allergies? Well, now again, you are not getting yet the Pfizer vaccine in the United States, okay? If you are not in the UK, this doesn't affect you yet, right? Might affect you next week, and we might have more data next week, but in the UK, if you have had a severe penicillin allergy, by severe meaning you can't breathe, you're probably going to be asked to hold off getting this COVID vaccine. If the penicillin allergy gave you a rash, I think the data isn't out, and I think it's going to be iffy if they're going to tell you to wait or not. Same thing with food allergies, all right? If you eat peanut butter and you completely blow up and you can't breathe and you need an EpiPen, they're probably going to hold off giving you this vaccine until they get more data and they can investigate. And they're investigating. They have every right to investigate and see, and they might say, you know what, these allergic reactions had nothing to do with whatever. People are asking for somebody to just interview those two people and find out what they are severely allergic to. My guess is it might not be that simple. They might not have any very apparent allergies. If they did, you know, well, I'm allergic to sulfa or I'm allergic to penicillin. That is huge, huge information for the pharmaceutical companies to take back and see if there could be any sort of cross-reactivity. So, again, too early to tell. It just happened 24 hours ago. So, any sort of severe food allergy. If there's a food that makes you fart, all right, that's not a food allergy. That's a food intolerance. A lot of us take Beano because there's foods out there that just really tear your stomach up and give you gas. Those are not food allergies. Those are not contraindications to the COVID vaccine. So, I know many of you guys are concerned. One of you has severe asthma. All right, so that question, if you have severe asthma, should you avoid the COVID vaccine? No. The reason why we're coming up with the COVID vaccine, I'm not laughing at you. I'm not laughing at you. It's just the situation is just crazier by the day. All right? The reason why we have the COVID vaccine is for people that have severe lung reactions. All right? But you bring up a very good point, and please give us time to sort this out and see if it's anything that has to be, well, it has to be followed up on, but anything that has to be, you know, introduced into new guidelines. Many people out there that have been dying of COVID have a very, shall we say, aggressive immune response, a cytokine storm to their lungs. And so somebody who is more inclined to have a severe immunologic reaction in their lungs is going to be very high risk for COVID. One of you brought up the point, which is a very, very good point, is if people that have shown severe allergies, you know, might have to sit this first vaccine out, aren't those the same people that would then end up having severe COVID? Logical question. That's why we need to figure this crap out fast. I mean, we really need to figure this stuff out fast. Because those of you that, you know, it was no big thing, it didn't really bother me, I didn't really react, you know, you seem to have COVID a lot more mild. But those where it just consumes the lungs, you might have a more dramatic immune response. So we need to make sure that, you know, the COVID vaccine is able to be given to those that are the most severe. That's why with AstraZeneca, they're looking deeper into their vaccine. Will it protect the 55 on up? I'm not saying if you're 56 year old, but, you know, if the vaccine has not been tested, tried and true, you know, for somebody older, those are high risk. So, you know, we're still learning as we go. Keep those questions coming. Even if I'm off air, I'll still answer them the best I can. Good luck, guys, with this 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Once again, what we'll be singing that other night.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.